With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. The USDA's World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates report shows the 24-25 U.S. corn outlook is unchanged relative to last month. The big news in the corn market is the major global trade changes in that marketing year, which include reduced corn exports for Brazil and South Africa. The season average corn price received by U.S. producers unchanged at $4.35 per bushel. U.S. 24-25 soybean projections unchanged this month as well. The season average soybean price projected at $9.95 a bushel. That's down 15 cents from a month ago. The soybean oil balance sheet includes higher exports and lower soybean oil used for biofuel. The 24-25 wheat outlook calls for larger supplies, unchanged domestic use, lower exports, and higher ending stocks. The season average farm price dropped 5 cents a bushel from last month to $5.50. The Organization for Competitive Markets and Competitive Markets Action have launched a $100,000 campaign to fight the imminent reintroduction of the Ending Agriculture Trade Suppression Act. The groups say this legislation threatens states' rights and family farms by eliminating state agricultural laws. The campaign highlights the growing concerns about foreign ownership of U.S. farmland, particularly by Chinese interests. If EATS or anything like it is added to the farm bill or passed by Congress, it will be devastating for dairy producers across America, says Deborah Mills, former chair of the National Dairy Producers Organization and an OCM board member. Enacting the bill via the farm bill would eliminate hundreds of state ag laws, paving the way for increased foreign control without necessary safeguards. OCM President Taylor Haynes says OCM is ready to roll up our sleeves and help prevent the EATS Act from being in the upcoming farm bill. Mississippi River levels have risen in the lower basin again as snowmelt makes its way south. Mayors of cities and towns along the river experienced increased flooding, heavier rainfall, more frequent droughts in recent years. Now they are lobbying Congress for help. Members of the Mississippi River Cities and Towns Initiative traveled to Washington, D.C. to ask leaders to support funding for flood control programs and shipping infrastructure along America's largest river. While the initiative isn't shying away from using words like climate and resilience in its policy goals, its members are uncertain how much federal support they can count on given the recent government cutbacks. We quickly learned to temper our expectations and look more aspirationally to how we can achieve these goals. The group hopes the economic value of the river will ensure that they are heard. National Farmers Union launched the Farmers Capital Fund, a $25 million investment initiative dedicated to supporting early and growth stage companies that accelerate agricultural productivity. In turn, that will help advance the economic success of family farmers and ranchers who NFU President Rob LaRue calls the backbone of rural America. By investing in innovative, economically sustainable solutions, the Farmers Capital Fund will promote cutting-edge technologies, operational efficiencies, and market expansion opportunities that enhance farm profitability. The fund is strategically aligned with the NFU mission of fostering a fair and resilient food system that benefits both producers and rural communities. The Farmers Capital Fund will focus on sectors ranging from ag tech and automation to conservation, efficiency, and value-added food production. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.